Hey mama, we're back with another episode from the Musically Minded Mama podcast. This is episode 68. So if you're like me, sometimes we have so much to do, but we get nothing done. And it's kind of frustrating because when you look at the things that you should have done, that you could have done, that you didn't do, you might feel defeated. Well, at least that's how I know I used to feel. So this episode is going to help you get things done and stay focused to get them done and complete. So get your pen and paper and get ready to take some notes. Are you a musician mama struggling with working mom guilt? Does leaving your kids for a performance make you feel out of sync? Do you just love music and want your kids to reap the benefits of learning to play? Or using it to learn? In this podcast, you'll learn how to share your love of music with your kids to create a deeper connection with them, even if you don't know how to sing or play. You'll even get tips for your own musical endeavors and find ways to manage your time effectively as a musician. My mission is to help musical mamas manage their time and mindsets so that your skills and children are growing at the same time. This will ultimately create a melodious life filled with excitement that will inspire your kids. Even if you don't know how to sing or play music, there is still a way for you to share the gift of music with your kids. I am convinced that musically minded mamas should raise their voices and instruments because your God-given potential should not be wasted. Hello, I'm Joanne, a wife, mom, teacher, and daughter of the King. For years, I struggled to pursue my passion. When I became a mother, no time became my biggest excuse, and I hid my gift of music behind my gift of motherhood. I was afraid of what people would say and believe the big mom lie, that I didn't deserve to take time to develop my music or share my love for it with my kids. I finally have realized that by sharing my passion for music with my kids and letting them be an inspiration to me, I am finding fulfillment. If you're ready to finally pursue your family passion by using your musical passion, you've found a friend. It's time to say yes to using your love of music and connect with your kids. So warm up your voice and start practicing those skills, friend. It's time to waltz with me through all things family management, mindset, mentoring, and music. Let's make memories and music together. Okay, so let's get down to it. So, I guess maybe sometimes what I'm about to explain, sometimes it happens, but for the most part, I've pretty much dealt with this lack of, oh, I can't focus, oh, I can't get my stuff done as a mother. So I'd say maybe a year or two ago, maybe a year ago, I would have laundry on my bed, and I like, what I've learned is, you know, if a basket from the Dollar Tree is full, it needs to go in the wash. So then when I am done washing and drying, it's not so hard to fold. That was what the strategy that I would have to, I eventually adopted. But before I knew all of that, I would walk in my room and there's a bunch of laundry, clean clothes on my bed. They're staring at me and I'm staring back and I'm like, oh yeah, I need to go do this. I feel like I need to do it, but I keep walking away from it. Like, oh no, not yet. And I've always seen these reels and these memes, like, you know, takes 5 to 7 business days to put this laundry away. And it's funny because yes, it really did take me 5 to 7 business days. But eventually I'm like, no, I can't do this. I can't be like this. This is not how it's supposed to go. Yes, we're mothers. Yes, we're busy. But, you know, there are just some things that you know you have to take care of, like non-negotiables. And then how am I going to sleep on my bed if all of these clothes are there? So I eventually just came up with this idea. Okay, let me turn on some music. And that's when I felt inspired and convinced myself to focus on the laundry and turn what could have been an hour, maybe or an hour and a half of me folding into 25 to 30 minutes. And that was great because I was like, ooh, okay, I'm done. And I felt so accomplished. But what I didn't know at the time was that there have actually been studies that have been done, and I'm going to share those with you in a few, that prove and, further cement in my mind that what I decided to do that day in order to get my laundry folded was something that actually worked. So here are a few things about music. Music eases stress, so it calms you down, right? We can all relate to that. And according to the USA Today, music is so powerful to the body that it can actually help ease pain. So not only stress, but it can ease pain. Studies show that music can meaningfully reduce the perceived intensity of the pain. Here's some other things music can do. It can aid in attention. So there was a study done at Stanford University, and that study found that music moves the brain to pay attention. Researchers utilized musical compositions from the 1800s in their study and found that music engages the areas of the brain involved with paying attention, making predictions, and updating the event in memory. Oh my goodness. Here's something else that researchers found. By simply listening to music, it can sharpen the brain's ability to remain attentive. Hello, are you getting this? Music makes one creative. People who listen to music tend to have more innovative solutions to problems than those who work in silence. So that leads me to my point that music helped me get my laundry folded and helped me focus on it long enough to get it done and feel accomplished. So here's what I want you to write down. Focus is spelled F-O-C-U-S, right? And for each letter, I have just a few words to jot down after it. So it's like an acrostic. So I use music to help me focus, to help me stick to one task, because otherwise my mind will be running all over the place trying to do this, trying to do that. But the music helped me do my laundry, focus on my laundry and do it. So the F stands for find music that you love. So create your playlist. Like, it doesn't have to be classical music, but the study done by Stanford, it was musical compositions from the 1800s. So most likely classical music is what they were playing in this study. But it doesn't have to be that. Whatever kind of music you like, and I'm a mixed music lover, like, you're going to find everything on my Pandora playlist. And when I like the thing, like, it's just shuffling. So find the music that you love. Oh, optimize the moment. So see yourself making the most out of this time that you need to focus. So if it's laundry, like what I needed to do, just see yourself making the most out of this moment. And yes, it's a mundane task, but you can still see yourself making the most out of it and optimizing this moment. C, create a list of things, and not anything, just things that are, are top priority, like have to be done today or else the world will fall apart tomorrow. Like, we all have things to do like that, right? Maybe not 10 things, but at least one thing. Like, if I don't do this today, tomorrow is not going to be successful. Make your list. Create your list. U stands for understand. Understand the effects of music, and understand that these effects are endless. Like, these, I only listed a few. If you just Google or search the effects of listening to music and working or whatever, studying, that's another big one. Like, when I was in school, I had to have music on. That was the only way I was going to accomplish my homework and my research papers. So just understand that the effects of music are endless. And S, the last letter in focus, is to seize the moment. Do it. You know what you need to do because you made your list. They're your priority things. You have your playlist. You see yourself. You visualize yourself doing these things now. Just do it. And focus. That's it. That's all I have. I hope that was helpful for you. Remember, music is so powerful. But the thing that I love the most is that it helps me focus, because I have so many things in this brain of mine and I'm not going to get anything done unless I have on my music. So find the music you love, optimize the moment, create that list, understand the effects of music, and seize the moment. I hope you found something interesting in here that you can take away. I hope you can, your next steps will be to create a playlist, write your to-do list, and get started on whatever it is you need to accomplish so that we can feel accomplished, so that we can feel, you know, like we're doing things, we're making improvements, because that is necessary for us to grow and to change. In the show notes, I will have the websites that I found with more data to prove to you how important music is and what it can do for our brains and our bodies. And like I said, if you found anything in here that is important to you that you're going to use or take away, go ahead and take a screenshot of this episode and share it in your stories and tag me, Musically Minded Mama, and just share, you know, whatever it is that you've taken away from this episode. Thanks for listening. Hey mamas, do you wish you could use your passion for music to make memories with your family? Do you wish you didn't feel like you were neglecting your talents? Do you wish you could build lifelong connections with your kids while doing what you love musically? I know what it feels like to worry about your music and passion overtaking your responsibilities and relationships, to feel like you're losing the connection between you and your kids, at the same time feeling stagnant in your musical abilities and struggling to make time to improve them. I also know what it feels like to want to give your kids something, but you just don't know where to start. Imagine if you had help and support to make musical mama moments with your family, even if you don't have any musical abilities. Imagine if you had a blueprint to make a lasting connection with the people God gave you while creating more harmony in your life at home. Imagine if you knew how to make a boring daily routine into something memorable. You no longer have fear or self-doubt to control your mind. Imagine that. That's why I created Harmonize Your Life Coaching, where I teach you how to create moments that your littles will remember forever using music. You will have practical ways to incorporate music into daily routines and walk away with an action plan to connect at a deeper level with your family, as well as tactical ways to infuse music with your mothering. So if you're ready for a life-changing experience that is sure to help you find your tessitura note, the most pleasant and enjoyable place in your life song, for a limited time, I have 5 coaching spots for January left open. And because they're first come, first serve, when they're gone, they're gone. So head to Instagram and DM me to book as soon as possible so you and your kids can start making memories and melodies at home. Can you do me a couple favors? Favor number 1. Go to iTunes or Spotify, wherever you get your music from, and listen to a couple seconds of a song called Mama Cry, M-A-M-A Cry. It's written by my husband, Paul. And if you like it, please support us. Please purchase it. It's only $1. And we would really appreciate if you could do that. Favor number 2. Go connect with me on Instagram at Musically Minded Mama or in our Facebook group, Musically Minded Mama. Favor number 3. If this episode inspired you, encouraged you, taught you something, I would love for you to share with this with someone who you know could benefit. Take a screenshot, share it in your stories, and tag me. This is the number 1 way you can thank me, and I'm so grateful for you, and I would love to connect with you.
Did you like my mommy's podcast? Please remember to subscribe and leave a review. My lovely mamas!
Go forth, mama. Be confident, be courageous, and be you.